Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. What happens to us when we get older? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we make wise decisions when it comes to dealing with an aging loved one or family member or spouse or whoever it is? Good morning. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Have been for 18 years right here on KFBK. Glad to have you with us. Glad to have you here. Lots to talk about. I've been an aging and life care consultant for more than 25 years. And every day is more exciting and more stuff happens. And at the same time, there's more discouraging stuff that happens, and we're going to talk about some of that today. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult somebody who knows what they're talking about, preferably an attorney, and there's some really good ones, and there's some really bad ones. I'm not a pardon me. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, recorded and registered in Sacramento County, California. I'm not a CPA. I don't give tax advice. I'm not securities licensed. Don't want to be, because then I can tell you the truth. If you really believe that the market is not phony, good luck with that. When money's free, the market is good, but that's my opinion only. When money's not free anymore, anyhow. You know, just as an aside, you know, sometimes people will tell you everything you need to know. Janet Yellen in the Fed, not a stockbroker, not an economist, nothing, everything we talk about here is my opinion only. But if you listen to Janet Yellen, the head of the Fed, she keeps saying she's not going to raise interest rates because of what? She's not going to raise interest rate because there's too many questions about the economy and the worldwide economy. Wait a minute. I thought we were all doing great. You know, this morning, Boeing announced they're going to lay off 4,000 people. I thought we were all doing great. Well, if we're not raising interest rates because Janet Yellen says we're not doing great, then who do we believe? Just my opinion, but, you know, when you get free money, the market tends to go up. Anyhow, that's a story for another day. Today we've got lots of things to talk about, lots of ways to get a hold of me. My office number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. My website, assetsandaging.com. That's assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G. You can sign up for my free newsletter there. You can ask me a question. You can listen to my podcast. By the way, every Wednesday live at noon, or you can go back on my webpage, on my homepage, and you can listen to all my previous podcasts, my previous radio shows, all of those things. All of that is available on my website. You can also sign up for an upcoming workshop. And my workshops are going to take a completely different tone, starting with my very next one. You can look up and see when the next one is by going to my website. I'm also going to start doing some very interesting things in my office, which I will keep you up to date on if you subscribe to my newsletter. If you do not subscribe to my newsletter, then you need to go to my webpage, assetsandaging.com, and sign up. Because I'm going to start doing some very interesting, very small kind of family conferences that are going to be very exciting, and I cannot tell you how excited I am about it. I also want you to tell you about a book that I'm now in my second reading of, and I strongly recommend to you that you go out and find it. Go purchase it. It's called Being Mortal, B-E-I-N-G, Mortal, M-O-R-T-A-L. Read it. Give it to your family. Read it. The things that are in there I've been talking about for 25 years, only the author, Atul Gawande, Dr. Gawande, has done an incredible job of summarizing and more than summarizing, talking about end-of-life issues and frailty and mortality. It's an amazing book. Go get it, read it, share it with all of your family. It will change your outlook on the issues of aging and end-of-life issues and frailty and long-term care and all of those things. It's an amazing book. It's an easy read. Go buy it, get it, and read it. Again, it's called Being Mortal. Okay. What did I forget? Blah, 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 blah. Again, my number 800-999-8007. Don't forget my website, assetsandaging.com. And make sure to get to my next workshop. And make sure you subscribed to my newsletter. I'm working on one right now that'll be out this week. And then there's some really, I think, exciting some exciting stuff coming with changes to my website, with my book that I'm about 80% done with now, some blogs that are going to be, just a lot of stuff coming up in different ways for you to stay in contact and make sure you're current and up to date. For instance, here's an article. Do you really understand California's right to die law? Do you really understand it? Do you understand how it's going to work? In the upcoming weeks, I'm going to be talking about it because it's not what people think. And we're going to be talking about that in my newsletter. We're going to be talking about it in lots of places. Places you're not going to read about things, you're not going to see things except, pardon me, right here on Assets and Aging. I want to talk about something else today. I have so much to talk about. Later on, I want to focus a little bit on my core subject for the day, which is we all hate nursing homes. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But there's so much stuff, and there's so much lack of depth to all this stuff. I've told people for years that one of the things you have to do when reading a newspaper is you must read past the headline. So in the local paper last week, what is the date on this? March 27th, front page. And on the very front it says, "Rising poverty dims golden years in state." First of all, what a stupid headline. Rising poverty dims golden years in state. And then it talks about the lack of affordable housing. I'm going to read some of it to you, okay? Twice as many people 65 and older in Sacramento region are living at or below the federal poverty level. Well, duh. They've just discovered this. Lack of affordable housing, rising healthcare costs add to burden. Well, duh. Somewhere I have an article, I'm not going to be able to put my hands on it right now, about what's happening in emergency rooms all over California because of the Affordable Care Act. I may have left that one in the office. I don't have it here. Advocates say crisis remains a problem, has no easy fixes. Well, duh. In the Sacramento region, the number of residents 65 and older living at or below the federal poverty line, 11,400 for a single individual, and has roughly doubled from 2005 to 2014. Well, there you go. Social Security hasn't gone up. People never planned for it. Families aren't together anymore. Housing has gone up. Transportation has gone up. Food has gone up. Healthcare costs have gone up, and we wonder why people are living below the poverty level and can't afford housing. Statewide, the number of impoverished, I'm reading from this article. Statewide, the number of impoverished residents age 65 and older increased by 85%. Well, the population of older people, folks, is going up. Is nobody paying attention to this? How long have I been talking about this? Yeah, pardon me, I'm rustling the paper. I'm going back to another page. I mean, how long has this been going on? And all of a sudden, the local newspaper just discovered it. And there's three pages of stuff. Somebody else is quoted here. There are so many things they don't have any control over. Cost of housing, the cost of prescriptions, the cost of food. But let me tell you this to you. We have a damn bullet train in the middle of the Central Valley. We have no money to help seniors who don't have any money. But we got a bullet train. We're working on that. We're going to put a whole bunch of new people on Medi-Cal who are not citizens. That we can do that. But we're all stunned. And the Affordable Care Act has gigantically raised the cost of healthcare and the lack of access to healthcare and to doctors, but that's okay. If you think I'm exercised, I am. I hate this stuff. I hate it when the obvious is proposed as some kind of news. And I can go on and on and on and on. Medications, I'm reading from the article. In 2013, the retail price for 622 prescription drugs widely used by older Americans increased by an average of 9.4%. Well, duh, we all said that was going to happen. Even with Medicare, not all senior drug costs are covered. Well, duh. You're going to have Part D, but that costs more money. You can have a Medicare supplement, that costs more money. That's why most of these seniors in poverty are Medi-Medis, which means are in Medicare and Medi-Cal, which means anything they do own is subject to recovery, which isn't addressed in this at all. Dual eligibles aren't even talked about. Food, I'm reading again. Also, over the past 20 years, food prices have increased an average of 2.5% annually. Well, 20 years times 2.5% means that they've gone up almost 100% compounded. Well, duh. Gee, many Christmas. Some basics such as eggs jumped nearly 18% in price last year. And we wonder why seniors living on a fixed income are having a tough time. But thank you, Governor. We have a train paid for by bonds, which is an indebtedness to the state of California. 3 million new people, many of them undocumented, now on Medi-Cal, but we've got not paying, you know, anything. But we've got seniors who we're all stunned, the number of seniors who are living on the street and living in substandard housing and all of that kind of stuff. And we can't, the newspaper can't seem to figure it out. I'm a little vexed, folks. It stuns me the lack of knowledge that there is and concern that there is for what's really happening with the disabled, with seniors, with our frail elderly, with a lack of response from families, fractured families, spread out families. If you get a chance, look up filial responsibility laws in California. Seniors are abandoned by their families because dad is a little goofy or he wets his pants or whatever. It is amazing to me that we spend three pages in a newspaper talking about the problem and not one discussion about state budgets, state priorities, where money goes. We don't talk about any of that stuff. Just, oh, you know, seniors can't find affordable housing and we need to build more affordable housing. But we got a train. Of course, well, there's no track been laid yet, but we have a train. And we're going to dig a great big giant tunnel for water. But we've got people wandering the streets who don't have homes because they can't afford them. And they can't afford health care. And they can't find a doctor because they're on Medi-Cal. and less than half the doctors in California take Medi-Cal because the reimbursement rates are so ridiculous from the state of California that doctors won't take them. The problems are myriad. The solutions are not. It's called prioritizing. It's called figuring out what's important. It really, really, really is. It's called figuring out what's important. So kudos to the authors for at least pointing out the problem, but a general lack of understanding about what's really going on in the senior population would have been is staggering. It is easy just to point out. I'm going to read you something else in here. Savings. Many seniors simply don't have enough retirement savings to support themselves. Almost 30% of Americans 55 and over had no retirement savings or work pension, according to a 2015 report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. Well, there's a surprise. There's a surprise. You can't save money. There's no return because, well, Bob, the stock market's going up. Well, these people aren't investing in the stock market, and they can't get any return on their savings because the Fed has artificially, in order to help its little buddies on Wall Street, the Fed is and keep votes coming in, has artificially kept interest rates at zero. All of you who are seniors know you can't get any return on your investment without a great deal of risk. Go try finding a lousy 3 or 4% CD somewhere. You won't find it. So those people that do have savings can't grow it at all. So when you start walking back to what's affectionately I've been talking about for years is the law of unintended consequences, why are we surprised that when we spend money in foolish ways in this state, in absolutely foolish ways, and then we wonder why, and we get 3-page newspaper articles on why we have a rising a group of people who can't find housing who are seniors. They can't get veteran. You know, how often have you? I got to take a deep breath. This morning in the Wall Street Journal, or somewhere I read this morning in the news, again, that VA service in VA hospitals is worse than ever. Vets can't get access to healthcare coverage. How many homeless veterans are there wandering the streets? But we got to train. Yes, I'm going to keep picking on it. It is astonishing to me how little planning has happened when it comes to a burgeoning population and longer life and longer just and higher medical care and all of those kinds of things. Our unrealistic expectation that we can keep people alive forever, all of the things that have gone into pardon me, skewing a safety net that doesn't exist. By the way, for some of you, you'll be shocked to hear there is no Social Security lockbox. There is no Social Security trust fund. I know you'll be shocked to hear that, but that's the truth. I don't have all the answers, folks. What I do have is I know that there's a senior population who is becoming older, more frail, more in need of care, more in need of long-term care, and we are not addressing any of those things. What we do is we write 3-page articles about the problem that there are, and those of us that have been doing this, I can name you organization after organization that is doing this, that has been involved in this forever. California Coalition of Community Rights Organizations has been doing this. The other organizations for the disabled have been screaming about this for years. But we got to train. And we're going to build big water tunnels to send water to LA, which is, by the way, a desert. And we're flushing water out into the ocean. Dan Walters had a great article the other day on this in the local paper. I mean, somewhere along the line, folks, we have to begin to ask what priorities are and who the priorities should go to. Should they go to people who are have spent a lifetime working and being productive and being making society better? Or should they be going to people who provide nothing to society? Or for the welfare of people who own land in the Central Valley or whatever? I'm just saying, maybe it's time to really take a look at, in light of what we're doing and in light of our families and our seniors and our disabled and our frail, to begin to take a real look at where our priorities lie. It's great to write a 3-page article. It's great to talk about it. It's great to do all that, but what are the solutions? In the second part of this show, I'm going to talk about we all hate nursing homes. And I hope you will listen, and I hope you will not just listen, but begin to take action. How many of you have supported California Seniors United? Go to caseniors.org and get involved. caseniors.org. Donate money. Get involved. Help them make a difference. You know, there are other organizations that I can't tell you how many phony nonprofits I run into. I ran into a new one yesterday. I had an attorney call me claims to be a registered nonprofit, haven't even filed tax returns, out there, quote unquote, doing work for seniors. That according to their own stats, they took in $280,000 last year, and I can find no evidence. So why don't that they've helped anybody? So before you as you're reading an article, as you look at a headline, read it and begin to dissect it and try to figure out what they're trying to say or what they've missed in light of all the things we've been talking about here for 18 years. It's really important that you stay informed. I cannot emphasize it enough. If you're getting older, if you have a loved one, you know, everybody talks about fraud. And, you know, the somebody came to the door and sold grandma a bad roofing job. Yeah, that's important stuff. But do you know, here we have, according to this article, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who were productive their whole life now living in poverty without homes. What kind of fraud is that on the part of governments to not have recognized that and not to have prioritized their spending? But we have a train. We have the bridge to nowhere. And you can go on and on and on. When was the last time you rode down a road without hitting 27 potholes? Our infrastructure is falling apart. But we got a train and we got water tunnels. We're not building any dams and we're not helping seniors. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Yes, I'm on a bit of a tear this morning. I can't help it. The article made me really angry. Not that it exposed the problem, but it really didn't get at the roots of the problem. It didn't really get at the financing of the problem. It really didn't get to the solutions of the problem. It just said there's a problem. And for those of us that have been doing this over the years, for all the people I know who work in the trenches trying to help seniors and the disabled and the frail and all of that kind of stuff, the mismanagement of money at the state level dealing with this is staggering. There are no heroes for seniors and disabled anywhere in the Capitol. But we got a train. In the second half hour, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about, I'm going to calm down during the break, and I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about we all hate nursing homes, and hope to make some sense out of that and what I'm trying to say. And I hope you'll listen, and I hope you take it to heart, and I hope you'll get involved and get to the workshops and get in to see me. If you're dealing with a frail family member, stop waiting. It's not going to get better. 800-999-8007. Call me during the break. Set up a time to come and see me. It's free. We'll be back in just a few seconds. A couple minutes right here on Assets and Aging. Don't go away. We're going to talk about we all hate nursing homes. Be right back. Stick around. Right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I am so glad to have you back with us. Thank you for tolerating the rant. It upsets me no end. I'll probably have more to say about it in newsletters, maybe on future shows. But, you know, I'm confronted with stuff all the time. I get newspaper articles. I get articles out of the paper. Here's one is this from JAMA? Journal of the American Medical Association. Yes, it's a study. Family and unpaid caregivers commonly help older adults who are at high risk for poorly coordinated care. And again, talking about, and I don't have time to read it. I've got another article here from another place. For care in a nursing home, the nationwide average was $273 a day. At $460 a day, stop and think about that for a minute. Connecticut was the most expensive, while Missouri was the least expensive at $186. For care and assisted living facilities, it ranged anywhere up to $101,000 a year. For care at home, the average hourly pay rate was $25.75 an hour. For a health aide, up to $65 an hour for a licensed practical nurse, or $83 an hour for registered nurses. Who's going to pay that? Where's that coming from? Okay, let's talk a little bit about something that I've just become more and more obsessed with. I've been in, and you need to listen to this, and you need to open your heart, and then when I'm done, you need to actually get up off your rear ends and go do something. Or you're going to become a victim. I've been in and out of nursing homes for 25 years. I've been in good ones, I've been in bad ones, I've been in great ones. I've seen things I will never get out of my mind. I have watched death, I have watched destruction, I have watched disability, I have watched disillusion, I have watched I've watched more things than you can imagine. Lots and lots and lots of things. I've watched all of the three basic things that happen in a nursing home. Boredom, loneliness, and helplessness. I've watched all those things happen at home. I've watched them happen in assisted living. I've watched them happen everywhere. Boredom, loneliness, and helplessness. All of those things I've watched for 25 years or more. I've watched people take advantage of those. I've watched phony nonprofits take advantage of those. I wish I could list them all to you, but I can't. I don't want to get sued anymore because I said somebody's name. But let me tell you what, there are organizations out there who claim to be helping seniors that are taking 50 to 80% of their income in salaries and benefits. And yes, you can go to GuideStar.org and look any of them up. GuideStar.org. Every nonprofit has to file a tax return. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the inevitability of nursing homes, which is not inevitable. One of the things I've discovered in nursing homes and hanging out in them, even the good ones, even the great ones, and especially in the bad ones. And by the way, I know all the good ones and I know the bad ones. I know the good assisted livings and the bad assisted livings. I know people that are good caregivers and not good caregivers. I know organizations. I know placement agencies. I know people that are out there doing things that are unconscionable. I know all of it. I've been doing this a long time. But one of the things I know for a fact is that nursing homes are not inevitable. Sometimes they're necessary, but they're not inevitable. We all have a picture of a nursing home, of a dark, dank place with people sitting in wheelchairs outside, moaning, going, I want to go home, strapped to their wheelchairs with a belt, unable to move, unable to speak. Maybe they have catheters in. Maybe they have feeding tubes in. Maybe they have, they're not happy places. That's the picture we all have. I have a different picture, but I'm in them all the time. And when I talk about nursing homes, I've talked in the past at length about Medi-Cal and how to pay for them and what pays and who pays and how do you determine when it's time and how do you manage all that stuff and how do you protect assets. But I want to change that focus a little bit today, and I want you to listen to this and share this show with other people. Again, this show will be posted on my website, assetsandaging.com. Have people listen to it. You do not, let me back up. I cannot tell you the number of times I've been in a nursing home and seen and looked and talked to somebody who didn't need to be there. And your first response is, then why are they there, Bob? Are they being held against her? No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, had they taken a different path 5 years earlier, had their families taken a different path 3 years earlier, or whatever it is, they might not have had to be there. They might have been able to stay at home. They might have been able to stay at a softer level of care. They may have been able to get caregivers and to have spent the last years of their life not alone in a nursing home. But because we refuse to acknowledge as a society and as listeners out there that this could happen to me, we just ignore it. We just let it go. We just pretend it's not going to happen. I have said for 1,000 years that I've been doing, it's a little exaggeration, but that we hope it's all going to be okay. And I'm going to tell you once again, hope is not a plan. Hope is not a plan. Hope is not a plan. Hope at its face is negative. If I'm hoping something's going to happen, I'm doing nothing to make it happen. I'm basically sitting on my keister hoping. Well, I hope Dad's dementia doesn't get worse. I hope Mom's cancer doesn't get worse. I hope Dad's breathing gets better. I hope Grandma's Parkinson's gets better. And you get the picture. I can go on and on and on. A lot of people are in nursing homes because hope put them there. Bob, you're being very harsh. Yes, I am. Because I am a believer in straight talk about this stuff, not Tinkerbell. You know, Tinkerbell's not going to come and spread some long-term care fairy dust around and make sure that we're all okay. We're all going to get older. Pieces are going to wear out. Gravity's going to win. Parts are going to fall off. Parts are going to stop working. And we're all going to become more frail. That dad that you knew when he was 40 and young and vigorous and played catch with you can't walk anymore. What are you doing about it? What is your plan to stay out of a nursing home? I hope I never have to go to one, because that won't make it happen. What is your plan to not go to a nursing home? We all hate nursing homes. Everyone would say that. If I could, you know, all of you out there that hate nursing homes, raise your hand. Make sure you understand, I'm not saying they're bad places, but I don't know anybody that wants to be there. I know lots of good nursing homes with good, hardworking people, but none of their residents want to be there. Well, what's your plan to not go? Bob, I never thought about that. That's my whole point of this show. It's the whole point of this conversation. You have to think about this. 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 You have to. How many more times can I say it? Hope is not a plan. So I want you right now, as you're sitting, wherever you're sitting, even if you're in the car, I want you to wander around in your head and picture that person in your brain that you're hoping doesn't get better, and then say to yourself, I'm such an idiot. Because me hoping about it is not going to make it better. It never does. It never does. You know, I know people that have been through 3, 4, 5 rounds of chemotherapy hoping that it's going to be the next one that's going to do it. I know people that watch dad losing his mind and they're not doing anything because they're hoping it's going to get better. Or the secret hope is that dad will die before this gets really bad. I've seen people for 25 years hope that the inevitable was not going to happen. And let me tell you, it's going to happen. One of the things that gets me in trouble with a lot of people all the time is that I'm blunt. I know that there are a lot of people who have left my office because I'm blunt about this subject. And I'm going to continue to be. Because it never, ever works to do nothing. It never, ever works. We're going to get older. You can't stop it. We're going to become more frail. You can't stop it. Your dad with dementia is going to get worse. You can't stop it. Your mom who just has a little forgetfulness, it's going to get worse. You can't stop it. Your friend with ALS is going to get worse. You can't stop it. Your mom who has had a stroke and is now disabled on one side is not going to get better. Unrealistic hope is what puts a lot of people in nursing homes because by the time everybody gets around to dealing with the fact that dad's memory is going, it suddenly becomes a crisis when dad walks out the door. I had somebody the other day call me and we were talking and they said, you know, my parent is taking care of my other parent and they've been in the emergency room a lot and the hospital just called the caretaker parent and said, if your spouse comes to the hospital one more time, we're calling Adult Protective Services. And the reason for that is everybody in the family is hoping it's not going to happen. The parent is hoping, and none of the children want to get involved because they're just hoping it'll all work out. And when Adult Protective Services gets involved, there's no more hoping. This concept of we all hate nursing homes, but we're not doing anything, we're not taking any of the steps to make sure we don't wind up in one. With our mom, with our dad, with ourselves, with our spouse, with whoever. We just believe serendipitously that it's all going to work out. That it's just all going to be fine. And it isn't always fine. And as a result, a lot of people wind up nursing homes that had the family or everybody intervened 4 or 5 or 3 or 2 years prior, that person might still have been able to stay at home. I have known people that have, you know, the family will tell me, yeah, dad falls. Well, how many times? Well, you know, just a couple times. And then all of a sudden, dad falls and breaks his hip and is in a nursing home, and you find out dad's been to the hospital 3 times because of falls. He's been to the doctor. He's had a CT scan on his head, and mom and dad live in a 2-story house, and they live upstairs, and dad has to deal with steps every day. Or you find out that mom has to walk with a walker, but she doesn't like the walk with a walker. And so when the kids are there, instead of making her walk with a walker, they just go, well, mom, I guess it's you know, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And then they're all surprised when mom falls, breaks her hip, is in a nursing home, and dies. I have a sample agenda for a family conference that I put together. And starting in a couple weeks, I'm going to be holding little workshops on how to do a family conference in my office. They'll be only for people on my newsletter list. So if you're not on my newsletter, you have to get on it. You can go to assetsandaging.com and sign up for it. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G. And I'm revising it. And I'm spending a lot of time revising it. And I'm going to start doing consultations with families on how to hold a family conference. The sole point of the family conference will be how to not go in a nursing home, which is going to cause everybody to have to rethink the way they look at mom and dad and assets and houses and children and everything. We all agree we hate nursing homes. And our plan is hope. We're hoping it never happens. But hope is never a plan. Ever. Do you hate nursing homes? Are you looking forward to the day you get to go, or your mom goes, or your dad goes? No? You're not? Then what's your plan to make sure or to help facilitate that that never happens? Is it in writing? Do you have your plan in writing? Does the family know what the plan is? How many of your children know what your funeral wishes are? How many of your children know where you... Well, Bob, we have a plot. That's not a funeral plan. That's a plot. Just means you bought a piece of ground. What do you want to have happen? Who do you want to speak? Do you want a memorial service? Do you not want a memorial service? Well, I can't talk about that kind of stuff. It's uncomfortable. Okay, so you're hoping it's all going to work out. And last time I checked, there's pretty much 100% certainty that we're all going to die. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. I haven't known many people that didn't. History is full of very few people that didn't die. And yet, we're hoping it's all going to work out. What's your plan to not go into a nursing home? What's your plan to stay at home? Have you discussed it with your children? Who's going to be your caregiver? Is it going to be your daughter? Does she know what your medications are? Does she know who your doctor is? Does she have access to your doctor and your medical records? Does she have access to being able to pay for all of this? Is she going to be able to even do it? Is there a contract in place, a care agreement that allows her to take care of you? What if it's a split family? Husband, wife, his kids, her kids, his money, her money. What if he needs care? Whose money gets used to pay for his care? And is the family all on board with that? What if there is no family? I have clients who've never been married, never had children. What's your plan to not go in a nursing home? Because why? We all hate nursing homes. If you're single and you've never had children, what's your plan? Is it in writing? Do you know who you want to take care of you? Do you know where you want to be? I recently had a client die. And I can't tell you his name. I wish I could tell you his name because I loved him dearly. I really did. And he had everything planned out in writing, everything. And he had no family, no children, had never been married, and everything was planned out. He had a written plan. We had worked together for years to make sure that his plan would be exactly what he wanted. All of the funeral arrangements were made in advance. What was supposed to happen to his property, how he wanted to be taken care of, where he wanted to be taken care of, how it was going to be paid for, all of those things were planned out, and there was no confusion about what he wanted. How many of you have done that? Because his goal, his sole abiding goal, was to never go to a nursing home. And guess what? He never did. He died at home in his own bed. Because he had a plan. It's not impossible to do. It can be done anytime you want to do it. It starts with a phone call. It starts with coming in and seeing me. It starts with getting to workshops, getting my newsletter. But most of all, it starts with getting off your rear end, if you can, and getting in to see me and bringing the family and say, I don't ever want to go into one of those places. Here's my plan. It's important. We all agree, pardon me, morning. We all agree that we don't ever want to go. If your plan is hope, I can almost guarantee you you're going to go. If you're just hoping to stay out of one, then I can almost guarantee you you will wind up in one. Because hope is not a plan. Hope means you've done nothing. If you have a plan, I can't guarantee you'll never be in one, but you have a much better chance of never being in one. You have a much better chance of being at home with your family, surrounded by the things that you love. You have a much better chance avoiding the three plagues of a nursing home: boredom, loneliness, and helplessness. You have a chance, at least, to do that. Now you have a choice. Your choice is to take advantage of the information you've just received, or your choice is to continue on in the folly of false hope. You have to decide. Some of you have talked to people already. Some of you have been told, oh, don't worry, there's nothing to worry about. Yes, there is. The list I could make up of the things you need to do and have dealt with in order to help make sure you can stay at home is staggering, and I'll guarantee you, you have not worked through them. If it's important to you, if it's important to you to not ever wind up in a nursing home, then begin today with a phone call. Call me, 800-999-8007. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Send me an email. Ask me a question. Set up a time to get together. Bring the family. If you're within reasonable distance and you can't get to me because of disability, I'll come to you. But if your goal is to never go, then you actually have to begin the process of planning to never go. Otherwise, you'll become just another one of the people I've seen so many times in my life who are in nursing homes who, with a little bit of planning, did not have to be there. But the family wasn't ready to do that yet. And mom and dad, you've got to include your family. You have got to have begin, you must begin to have this discussion as a family. You must begin to open this up, or you too will become another victim. And then your children will feel sad, and then you'll become the one thing you never wanted to become, which is a burden on your family. Opening all of this up and discussing it and letting the light of day in is what stops you being a burden on your family, not hiding it under a bushel somewhere. Take the steps today to make sure that you never have to go into a nursing home. Why? Because we've already said we all hate nursing homes, don't want to be there. But yet, right now in California, there are 110,000 people in nursing homes, and I'll tell you what, none of them wanted to be there. A lot of them are there because their only plan was hope. They simply hoped it wouldn't happen. Give me a call, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Get in to see me, get the family in, get to a workshop, come in for a family conference, do all the things you need to begin to do so that you and your family have an actual plan that you can implement that will help make sure you never wind up in a nursing home. It's not inevitable if you have a plan. If you've thought it through, if as a family you've opened up the subject and begun to discuss it. 800-999-8007. Pass this around. Tell people to listen to it on my website. Get in to see me, and we'll see you here again next week right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. I hope all of you have a wonderful, glorious day, and we'll see you here again next week. Bye-bye.